ओम शांति। चैप्टर 9। द इफेक्ट ऑफ द प्रीवियस डे ऑन अमृतवेला एंड चेकिंग ऑफ द सेल्फ। पॉइंट नंबर 9.1। हेडिंग इज टू रिमेन अवेक टिल लेट नाइट। पॉइंट नंबर 9.1.A। डिटेल। Those of you in a household also stay in pleasure, do you not? Are you those who get confused or the ones who remain in pleasure? In Brahmin life, there is pleasure of mind, body, wealth, and with people in every second. You sleep comfortably, you eat comfortably, you live, eat, sleep, and study comfortably. What else do you need? Do you like studying or do you sleep at Amritvela? Some children say, we were awake all night and so we fell asleep in the morning. Or if they are doing a particular type of service, they forget about Amritvela. So what was accumulated at that time? Nothing extra was accumulated. On the one hand, you did service. On the other, you missed Amritvela. So then what happened? However, you must not sit simply as a discipline and be drowsy. That television is very good. Those yogis sit in different yoga postures. They would sit like this, that, or the other. This happens here too. You think that because this is easy yoga, you can allow yourself to sit comfortably. Bap Dada also listens to the tunes of some. Bap Dada has the cassette too. So Baba would now doubly underline this, would he not? Then Bap Dada will tell you what the difference is in the result. Point number 9.1.B. Detail. The time for service should be fixed. Some children think that if they awaken late at night and do work, then the quality of work will be better. But you experience something taking long because of a tired intellect. And Amritvela were also not powerful. So there will be the limit of time for service, because you have to study in the early morning hours. You sometimes use more time for service than for yourself. Bap Dada is pleased to see the children's service and he surrenders himself to your courage. However, you have to decide the limits, isn't it? If the intellect is fresh, then with a fresh intellect, you can do 2 hours of work in 1 hour. The time for the service that becomes an instrument for the slightest obstruction in your remembrance and progress should be cut down. For instance, when you stay awake till midnight or 1 a.m., then Amritvela will not be fresh. Sit according to a discipline, but if Amritvela are not powerful, a difference is created in the remembrance and service throughout the day. It takes time to make plans for service and to put those plans in a practical form. So then, instead of going to sleep at midnight, cut that down. Go to sleep at 11 p.m. The 1 hour you cut down that gave rest to your body will enable you to have good Amritvela, and your intellect will also remain fresh. Otherwise, your conscience will bite you that you are doing service but that your chart of remembrance is not what it should be. Point number 9.2. Heading is Disadvantages of not giving the chart of the whole day to Bap Dada before going to sleep. Point number 9.2.A. Detail. Remember, If you have the slightest attachment or selfish motive about anyone, even in your dreams, and then finish it. If you have any wasteful or vicious dreams or a dream of attachment, then you must definitely have been careless before you went to sleep. So, check that you went to sleep having given Bap Dada your chart of the whole day and having made your intellect free. To come home tired and immediately go to sleep is carelessness. The father's direction is to always make your intellect clear before going to sleep. Give everything to the father, whether it was good or bad, and empty your intellect. Just give it to the father and go to sleep with the father, not by yourself. When you sleep alone, you get dreams and wake up in the morning with a craving for purity in your heart, because your purity was broken in your dream. When you sleep with the father, you never get such dreams. So, do not become careless. Do not fall asleep talking of news. Interesting news is always wasteful. This is disobeying an order. You can talk about it another time, in another room, if it is something essential, but not in your bedroom. Do not share this whilst in bed. Many children have this habit, and Bap Dada can see how every child goes to sleep. Through his TV, Bap Dada tours the world in 1 second and sees everything of how you go to sleep and how you talk. He tours every center and every household. Everything of your home appears on the TV. So, Bap Dada spoke of Amrit Vela, the beginning of the day, and of the end of the day, the time of going to sleep. When the beginning and the end are all right, the middle will automatically be all right. If you stay up until after midnight, totally absorbed in talking about things, then when you wake up at Amrit Vela, you spend half of the time in the land of sleep and half in yoga. Those who go to sleep with carelessness will be careless at Amrit Vela also. Bap Dada is watching you, because sleep gives you a lot of peace. It also gives you a lot of happiness, and so it becomes mixed. So go to sleep in time and you will get rest and will awaken refreshed and will feel very fresh in yoga. The businessman will always try to clear and settle their accounts so that they can be carefree. If there is an account that only half settled, then this will pull the intellect of the businessman, even though he does not want this to happen. In the same way, each night, the children do not become light by keeping in front of Baba. Everything that has been done, for every good action, Baba will reserve for you 100,000-fold. If there has been any waste, then by speaking of it, the burden will be removed from the self. And Baba will save the soul from building up a stock of waste for the future. If there has been sin, then on the basis of truth and honesty, merciful Baba will forgive half the punishment and he will clear the path for future. Point number 9.2.B. Detail. Before going to bed, exchange the use of entire day with your companion or with the father. Each day you should take a special intention, inspiration for the following day. By giving to Baba the news of the entire day, you will become light. Just as when you go to bed, the dress that you put on will be very light. So too, you should also be very light in your intellect. This is your light dress. You should go to bed with Baba wearing such a dress. Do not sleep alone. If you are alone, then Maya will take a chance. You should remain constantly in Baba's company. If you are alone at night, then there may be some fear. But by being in Baba's company, you will be fearless. When you yourself are fearless, then Maya will become afraid of you. At the end of the cycle, the sanskar that souls has taken will be merged, and then later on, these same sanskar will emerge. In the same way, when you finish the day, your sanskar becomes that of being detached and loving. Is it not? If you go to sleep with this sanskar of being detached and loving, then the following day, you will receive help from this sanskar. So when you go to sleep at night, you should finish off any old accounts that are remaining with the fire of yoga and with a powerful state of consciousness. You should settle these old accounts. If a businessman does not settle his accounts, then he goes into debt. The debt is also known as disease. In the same way, you should settle the account of actions, the account of thoughts, and the account of everything that has happened in the day. Do not keep anything for the next day in the form of a debt. Otherwise, this debt or disease will make the intellect weak. Each day, you should settle your accounts, and then you can begin the new day. Let there be a new consciousness each day. By keeping your account of thoughts and actions very clear this way, you will become complete and you will be the image of success. If you are not able to settle your own accounts, then how you will be able to inspire others to finish their bondages and settle their account? And so, every night, let your register be clean. Finish off whatever has happened with the fire of yoga. If someone wants to completely remove all the traces of thorns, then they will burn the thorns, will they not? So, in this way, using your power of knowledge and your power of yoga, with willpower and controlling power, you should always keep your register clean. There should be nothing that is allowed to accumulate. The waste thoughts that you have had one day should not be carried forward so that they affect the next day. There should be no connection between one day's wasteful thoughts and wasteful actions with the next day. That is, the death should not have remained. Past is past, full stop. Those who keep their register clean and always settle their accounts become the image of easy success. Point number 9.3, heading is Laziness, Carelessness and Disobedience. Point number 9.3.A, Detail. As soon as Amrit Vela begin, children from all sides try to dial their number. They try to link their connection. But what happens? For some, their line is clear and they are able to get through quickly. For other children, a certain amount of time has to be spent trying to link their connection before they manage to achieve success. And there is a third group of children who find it impossible to get through, and so they become depressed. Some children try to dial the number of Baba, but in between, their connection gets through to Maya. Maya interferes in this way. They try to cut off this connection with Maya, but they are unable to do so. As your world, sometimes you get a crossed telephone line. You ask the other person to cut off, but he will reply, "No, you cut off first." The same thing happens here with Maya. Maya does not want to cut off first, and so she breaks the connection of the children, who are weak. Maya troubles such children. The reason for troubling them is that throughout the previous day, the children have been under the influence of laziness. They have been paying less attention, and so for such careless, disobedient soul, because they do not follow Baba's direction, Maya takes revenge at the time of blessings. At that time, the scene of such souls is amazing. Point number 9.3.B. Detail. At Amrit Vela, even in such a short time, the children adopt a variety of different forms. There is one form in which the children try to receive Baba's love and cooperation by putting an application. Sometimes, to please Baba, they praise him and remind him of his duty. "Baba, you are the almighty authority. You are merciful, the bestower. You have come especially for children." Sometimes, because they are tired of the influence of Maya, they try to use force. They try to use the weapon of all the powers. Sometimes they use the sword of knowledge, and sometimes they use the shield of drama. But because they have not been obedient and faithful, and because they do not constantly practice the things that Baba tells them to do, this then means that their force does not hit the target. Point number 9.3.C. Detail. Some children are so innocent that they are unable to discriminate between the achievement of Maya. They are sleepy and they consider that there was a very peaceful stage, the seed stage. They receive limited rest through sleep, and they consider this to be super sensuous joy. So variety children show variety scenes. Point number 9.3.D. Detail. You have a list of children you consider to be Maharathis, powerful souls in the spiritual army, the elephant riders, and you count the number. However, in Baba's list of Maharathis, the number is less than in your list. You feel that at least 8 are ready. There are less than this in Baba's list. Up until now, right jewels are receiving the right special powers, and they are approaching the stage of becoming the embodiment. They are reaching the stage of being equal to the Father, the stage of being the embodiment of all powers in their thoughts, words, and actions. According to drama, these right special jewels have a special right to meet with the Father, a right that is latent in drama. It is only souls who are voiceless who are able to have such a wireless connection that they simply create the thought and there is the meeting. It takes them less than 1 second. Such bestower of blessings, children, is very few. So this was the scene of the Amrit Vela. Point number 9.4. Heading is Lack of churning throughout the day. Point number 9.4.A. Detail. The reason of sleepiness at Amrit Vela is that there is less churning of the point of happiness. If throughout the day you were continued to churn, then at Amrit Vela you would see the treasures of happiness coming in front of you and you will not feel drowsy. Because there is less churning throughout the day, this then means that when you try to churn in the early morning hours, you are not able to be successful. You are not able to churn. The reason for this is that your intellect is not fresh at that time. Then, because there is no churning taking place, there is also no experience, and so there is then drowsiness. In order to make Amrit Vela powerful, it is necessary for you to act according to Srimat during the day. Throughout the day, you should continue to churn. You should play with the jewels of knowledge, and then in the early morning, by remembering these things of happiness, sleep will disappear and you will experience great happiness. The feeling will be as if a mine of all achievements have opened up for you. And where there is the experience of achievement, you will neither be able to sleep nor even feel sleepy. It is when there is no achievement that there is the tiredness, sleepiness, or laziness. So always stay in the experience of achievement. It is, in fact, the things that you churn during the day that affect you in the morning. Point number 9.4. B. Detail. Which things and how many things have you been reminded of from the beginning until now? Do you remember that? If from Amrit Vela until the night, you recall all the things that you have been reminded of, could they be completed in one day? There is a long list, is there not? If you celebrate a week of remembrance, then there would still be a lot of detail. Because you do not only have to revise it, but you also have to realize it. This is why you say, the embodiment of remembrance. To be an embodiment means to experience every type of awareness. You become an embodiment of awareness, whereas devotees simply speak about it. So, what awareness have you experienced? There is a lot of expansion in all that. Just as the introduction of the Father is so vast, and yet you give the essence in five aspects, in the same way, put the expansion of all the things that you have been reminded about in the essence of five aspects. From the beginning until now, Bap Dada has reminded you of so many titles. How many titles would there be? There is a great expansion, is there not? Remember each title, become an embodiment of it, and experience it. You must not simply repeat it. The bliss of becoming an embodiment of remembrance is unique and lovely. Baba reminds you children of the title, the light of the eyes. You are the light of Baba's eyes. What is the speciality of the eyes? What is the task of the eyes? What is the power of the eyes? Experience all of these, that is, become an embodiment of this awareness. In this way, continue to experience the awareness of each title. This was told to you just as an example. In the same way, think of the elevated form. How many facets of this can you remember? How many forms do you Brahmins have? Whatever is the form of the Father is also the form of you Brahmins. Experience the awareness of all those forms. Become an embodiment of the awareness of everything. Title, form, virtues, eternal, original, and of the present. Become an embodiment of the awareness of all virtues of Brahman life. In the same way, think about your task. You have become instruments for such an elevated task. Let the awareness of all those tasks emerge. And the fifth aspect Bap Dada remind you of is your original and eternal home. Through having awareness of your own home, you received the power to return home. You received the courage to become who has the right to a kingdom. In your own kingdom, and also become aware of the art of living a life of happiness in the Brahman world at the confluence age. You know the art of living very well. Do you not? The world is moving fast in the art of dying, whereas are flying in the life of happiness filled with joy. There is so much difference. So, the day of remembrance means experiencing the spiritual intoxication of all types of awareness. Point number 9.5. Heading is attention on daytime activities and preparation for oneself in advance. Detail. Do you remember the tricks or methods, the directions that have been given for the different times of the day? At Amrit Vela, you should become the embodiment of remembrance. You should then become the embodiment of being a godly student. Whilst performing action, you should be a Karma Yogi, the one who is the embodiment of remembrance, and whilst you are earning your livelihood, you should keep the consciousness of being a trustee. Whilst you are in the company of vicious souls, you should remain as the embodiment of remembrance, and whilst living in the impure, devilish atmosphere of the Iron Age, you should remain both detached and loving. You should be the embodiment of remembrance. You should stay free from the vicious atmosphere, and in this way, you will be able to transform the pure vibrations. In the future, in the golden age, according to whatever the occasion may be, so will be the dress and the decoration that is worn. This should be practiced now so that the same thing will happen in the future in the form of achievement. There, you will simply change the physical dress, but here, according to the time and your activity, so should be your consciousness. Do you have such a consciousness or do you forget? On the path of devotion in the famous temples, there is the memorial of the present time. There also, according to the time, the dresses of the deities will be changed. Each time a vision or a glimpse is given, and then it will be a different dress. Whose images are these? These are the images of those who practice to become the embodiment of remembrance at the confluence age. Bap Dada keeps a check on the entire day's routine. There is remembrance and awareness, but as yet you do not become the embodiment. There is the time of Amrit Vela, which is the time to receive all blessings from the bestower of blessings. It is the time to experience all blessings and to become the Master Almighty, to become a lighthouse and mighthouse like the Father. It is the time to make less effort for great achievement. You should use the time of early morning hours to become the master seed. There should be the remembrance of being the bestower of blessings. However, instead of becoming the embodiment of ours like the father, which form do you adopt? Most of the children are sitting in the form of being depressed, or they are complaining to Baba about the self. Instead of becoming world benefactors, instead of having the stage of being the bestower of blessings, the children becomes beggars and they ask for blessings. They complain either about others or about themselves. Because there is no practice of being the embodiment of, according to time, they are unable to become the embodiment of all powers. In the same way, through the whole day, because of not adopting the virtue of according to time, they do not become successful and they are unable to experience achievement. Then they say, why can I not feel happy? Why can I not remain happy? The reason for this is that the mantras and the methods have been forgotten. So you should first check, did I maintain a form that was appropriate? If your form is not accurate according to the situation, then you should check and change immediately. Before you perform any action, you should check the form of your remembrance. It should not be afterward that you carry out the checking. If you have to go somewhere to perform a particular task, then you will prepare yourself before you leave, not after reaching there. In the same way, you perform any action, you should prepare yourself that you are stable in the appropriate stage. If you check yourself only after the action that has been performed, then this becomes dependent instead of achievement. From the copper age, you have been praying and repenting instead of achieving. But now it is the time of achievement. What is the basis for all achievement? It is to become the embodiment of remembrance according to time. Point number 9.6. Heading is to remain in the avyakt and introvert stage throughout the day. Detail: the children who have a desire to meet avyakt Bap Dada can do so. How can you do that? The method for this is simply to sit in remembrance at Amrit Vela and have a thought that you are now going to have a meeting with avyakt Bap Dada. Just as when you knew the time for meeting Sakar Baba before and you never used to feel sleepy, instead your intellect would keep that awareness before the meeting. In the same way, if you want to have the experience of an avyakt meeting, a very easy method for this is to become stable in the avyakt stage and have a heart-to-heart conversation. You will then experience as if you are truly talking to the Father. And in this heart-to-heart conversation, just as the trance messengers are shown some scenes, in the same way, you will have the experience of deep, entertaining, significant aspects through the yoga of the intellect. But one thing is essential in order to have this experience. What is that? Do you know? Only those who are stable in the avyakt stage and introverted throughout the day will be able to remain stable in the avyakt stage at Amrit Vela. Only then will be able to have this experience at Amrit Vela. If you have love and the desire to meet Bap Dada, this is a very easy method. Om Shanti.